Make Me Smart is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know around here we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to school to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Are we starting now?
Dude, we should just start. I'm not, let's just, you know.
Let's get the rage in there.
I got no.
Ooh, so spooky.
Oh, man.
So spooky.
Man. Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody, I'm Kai Rosendahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, which is what I think this podcast is, although I don't know. Make it a name make sense, even though it's Halloween. I don't even know.
Maybe it's make you scared. You know, something. Oh, make me frightened. Make me spooky. Okay, I'm Kimberly Adams. Thank you for joining us and happy Halloween. In light of Halloween, we're going to do a special spooky edition of the News Fix and Make Me Smile today. I guess we have real scary news and not so serious scary news. So let's do the serious scary news first.
We'll do the serious scary news first, and then I'll launch into my rant about Halloween, which isn't really a rant. It's just me being a curmudgeon. Anyway, so look, I don't know how to overstate the importance of what happened in the Supreme Court today about the affirmative action cases, because nominally it's about affirmative action in higher education, Harvard and the University of North Carolina specifically. But in reality, it's about race and diversity and equity in this society and what's going to happen to it if the Supreme Court changes its mind on the way it's thought about those things in education and in a larger context, the rest of American society, since 1978 in the Bakke versus University of California Regents, or it was the other way around, Regents versus Bakke. Anyway, you should go back and listen to it. It only takes 2 hours, and you can listen while you're doing other stuff. The audio was live streamed. And it's another notch in where are we going as a country? And you roll that in, and oh, by the way, so this is now really a rant, right? You roll that in with Elon Musk and Twitter and the Paul Pelosi thing and the fact that the election is in 8 days and we have a major political party in this country that is not only anti-democratic but refuses to acknowledge the reality that they are anti-democratic. I mean, the whole smash, and I don't even know what to do with that. So I'm a little cranky today, but that's my news. And it's kind of scary, and I'm really cranky. Also, sorry, just one more thing. The security guard at Marketplace, who's a lovely, lovely, lovely man. He's also like 6'4", and
he's
giant.
A giant. Mm-hmm.
He is a giant. He had a mask and a trench coat and a thing on today, and I came around the corner, and he scared the bejesus out of me. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That is all I'm going to say.
That's all I got. That. I'm glad someone has the Halloween spirit.
Yeah, Daniel definitely did. He was into it. And I was like, dude, you are killing me. Anyway.
That's wonderful. You know, I had so many ambitions about dressing up for Halloween, but I've spent the last 3 days helping my mother put up Christmas decorations and it just killed
it. Wow.
Now.
Oh my God.
And
hello. No, you're not allowed to do that before, let alone Thanksgiving. Halloween? Come on.
So we put up the indoor decorations, but not the outdoor decorations. So there's still Halloween stuff outside, but it's like Hallmark movie inside. It's wild.
Your mom is hardcore.
It's a lot of decorations. It's so many decorations. Oh, boy. But my Halloween news, if I can get back to my script. So because I know both of us are kind of scaredy cats when it comes to horror movies, I found these two really cool stories in the Washington Post and then another one in CNBC about why people like scary things. And the Washington Post says, why we like scary things, a science of recreational fear. And it talks about the science behind why our brains or some people's brains really crave this stuff. And it starts like when we're babies and like people like peekaboo, because that's like a little bit of a jump scare, all the way up into these like hardcore haunted houses. And it's because it triggers a, like a positive adrenaline response, especially when you can kind of immediately return to safety from it. So it's sort of like this managed spike in adrenaline that you can just sort of survive. Like you're not actually doing anything to yourself to give yourself that little artificial high. And so both of these articles have sort of steps for what to do, like when you're watching horror movies or when you're scared of something spooky. And so in the Washington Post, it says things like find the edge of your comfort zone, start small, reduce your psychological distance, and watch with friends, take a deep breath. The CNBC article says surround yourself with people that make you feel safe. Remind yourself that you are in control. Reaffirm that you're not in danger. Address any traumas that may arise beforehand. Regulate your nervous system with deep breathing and by thinking about comfortable experiences or people who bring you joy.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It's a whole lot of work. But I was thinking about you today because and it's such a cognitive dissonance happening in this house right now, because we're watching all of these Turner Classic movie, like old horror movies like Dracula and The Mummy and, you know, these just old classic horror movies that are not the least bit scary to me. And I realized, oh, there actually are some horror movies that I like, but I don't find them threatening. It's, you know what I really don't like are the torture movies. Those are the ones I really hate. The ones that like have these really gory representations of people being tortured and stuff. Because,
yeah,
you know,
well, yeah.
Ew. So anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I have some thoughts. So, so let's see. I appreciate a good adrenaline rush, but I don't want it artificially like imposed on me by some stupid movie. I would much rather have it like on a good mountain bike ride, going down a trail, or on a great hike where, you know, it's you're sort of on the edge of a trail or something or whatever. I don't think I want or need to have that adrenaline imposed on me. And also, that was a long list of stuff that you read off that people can do to manage their fear. And I'm like, why not just don't watch the movie? That's all I'm saying. That's all
Maybe
I'm saying.
If you're like with friends and you want to hang out with them and everybody else wants to see the movie and you want to be a part of like whatever the activity is. Or
okay.
My mother used to drag us to these haunted houses, which I don't go to them as adults, but she used to love it. And I just had to find a way to cope.
Yeah. All right. So wait. So Friday the 13th is coming out again, right? Isn't it? Right, that movie isn't that slasher movie coming
out?
Potentially,
sure. I don't know.
I think they're doing it again. So the original came out in 1980. I was 17 years old. I was a junior in high school. I was dating this girl who was a senior, and she and all of her friends, the whole senior class, was going to go and see this movie. And I was, you know, I had a crush on this girl, whatever. And I was like, no way, I'm out. I do not want to do that. So this whole going to be with friends thing. While you're watching, God, I know I'm ranting a lot today, but I'm a little.
No, it's okay. I did the same thing. I remember the last time I went to see a horror movie in the theater, I went with two of my girlfriends when I was in college. It was something about this house that was like made of glass or something like that. Anyway, we get in there, we're sitting down, and there was a scene where like these glass doors shut on somebody and like cut them in half. And I was so scared. And I lean over to my friends and I was like, I'm really scared. Do you want to go? And they were like, yes. And it was like 10 minutes into the movie and we all just left because we were so scared. It was like, no, thank you.
Right.
Didn't have care that we spent the money already.
Totally, totally, totally. And I would also just like to say, in my own defense, it takes some degree of strength of character be able to, in the face of overwhelming peer pressure, to say no.
And crush.
And let me say one more thing. And a crush, right? I mean, well, look, it eventually worked out with this girl for a while, and that was fine, and she forgave me, but whatever. But look, let me also say this. So I've got four kids. My wife's sister and her husband live around the corner. They've got four kids. And they, specifically my brother-in-law, who lives around the corner, is super into Halloween. So we're going over there tonight, even though my daughter is the only one of the eight kids still left at home. We're going over there tonight, and it's going to be decorated and this and that. And let me just tell you, for the 25-ish years that I've been part of that side of the family, it's always been, oh, Kai, come on, there's going to be a great movie on, blah, 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 scary this and that, and scary whatever. And I'm like, no chance. And I'm out, man. And all my kids now are like, Dad, come on, watch the movie. And I'm like, no.
You can be the one handing out candy. That's fine.
That's what I always did. That's what I always did. I was like, oh, is that the doorbell? Let me go get that. Yeah.
But I guess speaking of trick-or-treaters, let's go ahead and move on to the Make Me Smile.
Yes, go ahead. Oh, very nicely done.
Ooh, oh, my God. I don't even know what that was. Scary.
Marissa Cabrera has gone cray-cray.
It's spooky, spooky music. Okay, so spooky we talked a while back where someone, actually, I think it was for What Do You Want to Know Wednesday, about why kids in St. Louis tell jokes for Halloween, which I learned from Twitter and people writing in that it's not just a St. Louis thing. I've heard from people in Des Moines that do it. I think it may be a Midwest thing, but somebody else told me that they came from like a different city in Missouri and they were like, no, this is a weird St. Louis thing. Anywho, so after hearing that episode, my Aunt Nina texted me because she remembered one of my cousin's favorite jokes from when she was a kid. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Oh, I know the answer to this one.
Yeah, go for it.
7, 8, 7, 8, 9.
There you go. So that was apparently my cousin's favorite joke. And my mom has one that she's ready for. She said, if the kids don't have a joke tonight, this is hers. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know.
Gummy bear.
I don't know. Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I kind of like that.
It's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. And since I see you don't have a Make Me Smile.
I don't have one. I'm in a terrible mood today. What can I tell you?
That's okay. That's what I'm here for. So every year I love looking at this Twitter thread that someone inevitably does about mundane Halloween in Japan. Have you seen these threads?
I have not.
Okay, so every year in Japan, there's this website that I guess it's Daily Portal. I'm sure it's something in Japanese that I can't say. So I don't know Japanese. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the contest is mundane Halloween, where you're supposed to dress up as something super ordinary. And the costumes are hilarious. So one of them, and Nick Kapoor is the person who threaded all of these because they're in Japanese and, you know, translated them. Person who tried to cut their own bangs failed and now claims it's the latest fashion.
Oh, there you go.
Two people there who wore the exact same outfit and now it's super awkward. Foreign tourist who can't find any public garbage cans in Japan.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Oh, these are
great. Person who got confused about how to combine different sauces when eating gyoza now no longer even cares. Anyway, it's a thread of really great costumes, and it's always a lot of fun. And so that made me smile today in my very Halloween obsession of myself. The good thing about me not actually dressing up for Halloween this year is the fact that I now have a rockin' costume ready for next year because I'm saving it. I bought things. I have accoutrement. Wow. I am going to be so ready for next year. So I'm just saving it.
I'm sure you will share it with us on this podcast, Kimberly.
Oh, I will. Sure you will. I will. Who knows? Maybe I'll even surprise you. Maybe we can get matching costumes. Maybe I'll dress up as you next year. That would be funny. And you can dress up as me.
actually,
never mind.
We gotta go.
That would not go well.
All right.
I can see all sorts
tomorrow,
of ways that
would
go bad.
Yeah, oh my God. I can't even tell you how many ways. All right, so tomorrow, it's Tuesday. We're doing a single topic. We're going to do recessions. Lots of questions about whether we're in one. Spoiler alert, we're not. Whether we might be, spoiler alert, probably/possibly. Why also are they so hard to predict? We're going to get into all of that on tomorrow's show.
Yes, and if you have questions or comments for us, call us at 508-UB-SMART and leave us a voicemail. You can also email us and send us a voice memo, as they are different, at makemesmart@marketplace.org. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera and Courtney Bersiger. Today's program was engineered by the very spooky Charlton Thorpe.
Our senior producer, Bridget Bonner, is doing God knows what. The director of On Demand is Donna Tam. That's just me checking to make sure Bridget listens, by the way. Make sure she yells at me. Let people know she's just gaffing off. She's not.
Happy Halloween, Kai.
Yeah. Happy Halloween.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.